listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
If you could have heard us off the air a few minutes ago, trying to figure out the proper way to say Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Yes, Buena.
Buena Vista.
You.
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Just piss off everybody that speaks Spanish.
Buena Vista. Again, like I did a lot of high school sports when I was working over in Grand Junction, and so the Buena Vista demons rolled through town every now and then, and we got letters. We got voicemails when you would say Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Katie, I just learned.
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
So they got real irate when
Which
you
way
would
is
say
it again?
It's Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Like beautiful.
Yeah, that is it.
I just learned why it was named like that, and I cannot disagree more.
Well,
I cannot disagree with the person. No, I don't want to.
It's a lady like it. Who's...
Everyone's already pissed off
today,
Josh.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's
so
not going to say anything.
Pissed off
Bite
today.
My tongue.
People are on one.
Y'all are fired up today.
We're all fired up, though. It's okay. I like the energy.
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Buena
That's
Vista.
How you say it. Yep.
We were talking about the hot springs out there, though.
Yeah, the Mount
Princeton. Katie's like, I got to go sit in some hot water.
I do. I have to go to a hot springs. My birthday is coming up next month, and so a tradition that my daughter Zoe and I have is we go to the Glenwood Springs
hot springs.
And we go to the iron ones, the iron hot springs, because they have the different elements and the different pools
come out glowing.
It is so beautiful. But also there are so many hot springs just around the state that I haven't been to, so I was just thinking
that
like
Mount
maybe
Princeton,
I could,
I've heard so many people tell me that's where we should go.
Yes, it's actually in Northop, I think that's how you say it, but just outside
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Yes.
I think we might be going up that way for Memorial Day, maybe.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Northrop? N-A-T.
Northrop.
Northrop.
Yes.
Northrop, Colorado.
Northrop.
Yeah, it's a little resort area.
It looks
really good.
It looks
nice.
Beautiful.
It's
My gosh.
So pretty. Yeah, and we are no shortage of hot springs in Colorado. You know,
there's you just go out there and lay on rocks, man.
There's some naked ones and some non-naked ones for you to check out.
Which one's the naked one?
So yeah, the one in Ouray is a not naked one, but right down the road in Ridgeway is the naked one. That's the first naked one I've ever been to, and I will never forget because that also has pools that are different heated temperatures. And there's one that was the hottest. And it was called the Lobster Pit, and it got to like 125 degrees. It was so hot.
Jeez.
And I was really excited to go into that one. And then I went down to the Lobster Pit, and I saw this like 500-pound man floating naked in the Lobster Pit.
Ain't nothing
I was
wrong
like,
with that.
You know what? Never mind. Maybe I'll check out the
What's
Lobster Pit.
What's the matter with that, Katie?
A different time. I didn't want to share that bath with friends.
Why not?
That was not okay with me. So, yeah, we found a different naked hot springs, and we went to that one. But they're a trip. They are a trip.
I'd rather have it warm than cold, I'll tell you that. Much.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If your sand's closed, you want it
warm.
Very
the
hot.
Hotter the better.
I'll just never forget the one we went to in Steamboat. It's
strawberry
field.
Strawberry
field.
One.
And it's
people hook up.
Optional after 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And it is also a place for activities.
Promiscuous, unprotected
and
relations.
At that time, we didn't know that. And at 6:58, people started stripping down, and we were like.
Mom.
Oh. And my parents quickly said, all right, kids, hey, it's time to go home. Time to leave.
You all scampered off and your dad went back.
Yeah, I know. Right, where's dad?
Dad?
Oh, yeah. We know how to have fun in Colorado.
We sure do.
Oh,
hot naked and laying rock.
Naked fun.
Speaking of Colorado, we are all here. Mix 100 takes pride in knowing that all of the people on the air here at Mix 100 are in Colorado, living Colorado lives with you, and we like to do a very local trending report. So what you got, Katie?
We are starting it up with this Bucky's news because it's quite shocking. We were talking about it over the weekend, how the one down south out by Palmer Lake, I think is the name of that little town, just north of Colorado Springs. But Bucky's has withdrawn its request to annex that land for a new location just off I-25 and County Line Road. Plans to resubmit the bid, so they are still planning on moving forward, but they must have hit a snag somehow. We're not quite sure, but we have been talking about it, how that proposed convenience store, residents and business owners nearby are not about it, and more than 1,200 people signed a petition against it in less than 48 hours. We had the bus rolling up and down I-25.
I'm surprised this happened, because I think I even said on the air, oh, it's happening.
Yeah, you can't
Lucky's
stop
is
it.
Lucky's is going to win. They're a gigantic corporation.
What the beaver wants, the beaver gets, right?
Like, that's right.
Kind of what we thought, but it looks like they have put a
now
hold
you got a mad
things.
Beaver.
I know.
Now
mad
you don't know
beaver.
What's going to happen.
That's an angry beaver.
You don't want an angry beaver.
But the thing is we had some texts earlier talk about how, because I mistakenly said being a truck stop, it needs to be outside of city limits. I guess Buc-ee's doesn't accommodate
just
the big
vehicles.
Trucks.
Yeah,
right. 18-wheelers, they say
so
no.
I was wrong about that, but they do try and keep them out of big cities. So that looks like a reason why they were looking at that location specifically.
They need space because they've got like 200 pumps and you're going to get a couple hundred thousand vehicles a day probably
well,
rolling through there.
Well, this specific convenience store, they were looking at 74,000 square feet. So they are looking for a lot
huge.
Of land.
It's a lot of fudge.
And again, they are still planning on resubmitting that bid. So we're not saying it's completely axed, but there is a hold on it for whatever
reason.
They're
lawyering up right now.
Yeah,
and
who knows what's
be
happening.
Back.
That's
who
what I was going to say. What does resubmitting do? They're just going to propose the plan again, but with lawyers this time?
Yeah,
is that...
I guess.
Maybe a smaller footprint. Maybe it'll be a smaller Buc-ee's.
Yeah,
or they'll revamp some things.
Okay. Rethinking their
or they'll
whole
be like,
proposal.
Hey, well, maybe
or they're
going to
triple the
Could
size of it.
Compensate the people?
You know what?
You made this
Fine.
Beaver so mad. We're going to triple the size.
300,000.
You get a massive beaver. At, you
exactly.
Know. Yeah.
We're just going to call him a muskrat.
Two
at this
signs.
Point.
That's
two
what we're
signs.
Doing.
You get two
you
beaver
get
signs.
Two signs. Okay. Well, another local story coming out of Colorado here because grocery stores are looking at supplying grade B eggs now instead of the A and double A.
These ones are okay.
I had no idea there was even a grade
I didn't even know. I've never paid attention to the grade of
I know,
A.
But you've seen the ones on the cartons where they have double A, right?
Yes.
Now,
absolutely.
That doesn't mean batteries.
No.
That means
I've never thought twice about it.
I didn't think there was a B. So then this begs the question, is there a C? Do we have D eggs? Like,
those ones
when
are
does
already
it
cracked.
End?
D's
when does
eggs.
It end? D's eggs. Yes, but Colorado grocery stores, they're moving to have grade B eggs. And we just talked about it. Grade A and double A eggs, they have thicker, firmer whites, rounder yolks, and no blemishes on the shell. Well, grade B has those things. So, grade B's is kind of the opposite. And they use the grade B eggs for, like, the egg whites in the cartons that you see and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you can still consume them. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just all about their looks,
it's not
right?
a pretty shell.
It's
whatever.
Not a pretty yolk is what they're saying.
Are these
so,
little chicks going to be hatching? Is that the B
that's
eggs?
That's the problem.
I know,
you crack
right?
it open, there's a beacon
there's
eggs.
There's a little baby in
little
there.
Little beacon eggs. But you throw it in a blender, boom.
Oh,
make some
exactly.
scrambled eggs out of it.
Oh, that baby.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be
oh,
fine.
No.
But, yeah, so look for grade B eggs in supermarkets. A little
Which
cheaper
stands
for
you, blood.
Though.
There's just a little no. bit of blood in them.
But a little
There's
more
a
bang for your buck. Let me put it that way. Those B eggs. How about this one? We didn't get to mention that the Cherry Creek Mall employees are going to have to start paying to park at
I
work.
I hate this.
I hate this
no
so
way.
Much.
That's
so, yeah.
so rude.
And employees were officially weren't officially told about it until March 10th. This was a week after the registration period had already begun. But what it looks like now is people who work at Cherry Creek Mall have to pay $20 a month to park in their parking structure. Before, it was a $30 a month tag, but they were always reimbursed for it. So the
what?
Workers would pay for it, then they'd get paid back and everything yeah. was fine. Now they're not going to reimburse it. But and here's the thing is, you know, $20 a month, a lot of us are like, what's that? It's fine. These are college and high school students.
You're working at a Foot Locker or something.
Exactly.
They're
going to
essentially
a lot of money.
Close down the mall because of that. People will not
yeah.
want to work there.
People aren't going to want to work
I'd
there.
I'd be like,
you
I'll see
employees.
You at Mills.
Yeah, yeah
seriously,
yeah,
though.
Where you don't have yep. to pay to park. And yeah, also part of the reason they're so upset is the employers didn't even tell them about it. They found out about it over a leaked Reddit post. That's how they found out about
the
parking
best way
permits.
To get news.
Yeah, so this whole thing
that's
is
a
just.
Bummer.
But they're like, you know what? It was never intended to be a lifelong thing. So the employers are like, yeah, you should have expected this coming.
What?
Still kind of. Not
Why
okay.
does it have to be $20?
I know.
To, like...
Well, and it's $25 if you pay in person. $20 is the online purchase.
I don't understand.
I don't get that.
They're
that
gonna
is the...
I know.
Be there anyway, so don't charge them.
Yeah.
What the heck?
That's weird.
That's going to close down. I mean, that's people it, are not going to want to work there.
You think they could get around
Cherry
that.
Cherry Creek is, I used to love going there. And yeah. Don't so much anymore.
It's hard. It's hard.
It's a little
hoity-toity
for me.
It is,
it's a
man.
Cherry Creek Mall. Well, and again, even the employees having a reason to not go.
You can find me at the retail resort there across the street here. Park Meadows.
Hey, there you go.
Park Meadows.
Now we're going to find you at the Kohl's. You got like $800 in Kohl's cash.
Exactly.
I don't want people rolling up on me, buddy.
Sorry.
That. Don't be broadcasting that.
Sorry, I meant you owe $800.
Hey, you, who with the Kohl's cash? Get on the ground.
You're rolling up on me.
You remember the flight out at DIA that caught fire last week?
Yes. Familiar.
Oh, my gosh. That caused a lot of ruckus. But now things are coming out about the passengers on that flight, and they're saying that a message was given on the plane before they even landed. Someone came over the loudspeaker and was like, hey, we're going to have to divert this plane back to Denver because we're hearing vibrations. And, you know, the person they spoke to in this news story was like, nobody was really alarmed. Everybody was fine. We knew we'd have to make an emergency landing and we were cool. But then we stopped. We landed the plane and I look up and my window's melting. And that's when I knew.
This is your pilot speaking. Go ahead and look out the right side of the plane and not the left side because it is currently melting. We're going to go ahead and land here at DIA. Winds out of the north northwest to 25 miles an hour. Disregard the melting windows. We appreciate you flying with us today.
You feel a slight breeze as
we're
going to
go ahead and get this bird on the ground and get some fire trucks on it.
Don't mind the smoke. That's
kind of
the thing, too.
Don't mind the smoke.
They didn't notice the plane was on fire until it landed, what caused everybody to go a little crazy, as you can imagine.
It didn't look like it was the engine, though.
No,
it looked like it was back underneath.
And
it was like the booty
on the wings. But I saw a lot of fire on the ground.
There's something in the back of those planes, though, isn't there? Like an engine or a thruster at the tail?
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
maybe?
I have no idea.
Look at me.
I have absolutely
no idea. Pilot.
The mechanics of a plane. All I know is that once it did land and they saw that smoke, that's when people got out on the wing. I mean, it was pretty intense, and we're probably still going to be finding out things about this whole situation as the week goes on, because I don't know. I don't think they've said what exactly started the fire.
They're just making up time. It was a dad flying it, trying to make good time, and he pushed it too hard.
Someone blew up the restroom. You know what I mean?
This is what happened when I tried to make time.
Dave thrusters. Yeah.
Hey, you have the creamer story?
Yes, International Delight creamers were recalled in 31 states, including in Colorado.
That's important news.
It is. Well, they're saying spoilage that causes sickness to consumers. So they're looking specifically at the Cinnabon flavor, which has the Best Buy date of July 3rd. I knew that one would get you.
The Cinnabon one.
And all you hazelnut fans out there as well, that one also affected has a Best Buy date of July 2nd.
Oh, so hazelnuts.
If you're drinking coffee with us this morning, just double check. Make sure yours is an International Delight creamer.
You're having breakfast today with bad creamer and grade B eggs. What is this world coming to?
Living on the edge.
Happening?
And you got a flight later this afternoon.
Jeez. It's like a 50-50 shot right now.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the worst day ever.
Make sure you check that creamer.
Yeah. My wife's a huge coffee creamer person. She's so healthy. She does her green shakes and her salads, but then when it comes to coffee, glug, 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 just that thick, nasty
cream.
I have a question.
Let her have it.
I do. I'm not going to get in her kitchen.
Right? You're like, it's fine.
I don't want to be yelled at anymore.
Oh my gosh.
What's your question?
No, I'm not a coffee drinker. So like, why not just put like half and half or like milk creamer in there?
This is all flavored.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like anything but milk.
It tastes so sugar and milk. That's just normal. Go the old fashioned way.
No, but you can make it taste like cinnamon rolls or oatmeal cookies.
That sounds disgusting.
Dude, you have no idea.
Yeah, no.
Who would want to drink an oatmeal cookie?
Did you just say cinnamon?
I may have. I got a little excited. I was going to defend my coffee creamer.
Gross. And I've talked about on the show, like if she makes us coffee in the morning, I have her stir my coffee first and then move over to her coffee, because if she starts with hers with her French vanilla
foo-foo, like yours,
and she brings it over, I'll get just a hint of foo-foo
like
in
that.
Mine, and I don't want any foo-foo.
Do you just drink black, straight black, or no?
No, I'll just do like a little bit of Splenda and then half and half.
Okay.
Just your basic.
Well, you had that orange toxic looking like pumpkin stuff, which I'm sure tasted great.
It's called pumpkin juice. Or pumpkin sauce, actually.
It was not good for me.
As orange as the Denver Broncos.
It tasted so good, though. That's the thing. I have oat creamer now.
Oh,
like
that's good.
Oat milk creamer, but it's oatmeal cookie.
Still bad for
oat milk creamer. I know. Yeah. It tastes like a cookie. It's probably not good for me.
Hey, good luck out there, everybody, with your bad creamer and ugly eggs.
Yeah.